Welcome back to R2R Radio. I'm your host, Roger T. Listen again, once again, I got to say this. We've got ourselves and another amazing guest that steps forward. Here, always supporting the young people. TFC favorite, and not only TFC favorite, but Canada's favorite, Dwayne DeRosario. Is that right? DeRosario?
DeRosario, yes. DeRosario.
That's a guy in his name, isn't it?
That's
a guy in his thing here. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm very good. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, thank you for being here. So we're out doing our thing, always connecting with the community. And you actually happen to be here today. Why are you here today?
I'm here today because, you know, these kids are a reflection of myself, how I used to be growing up. And, you know, just to inspire, just to raise community leaders, more self-respecting, self-responsible, and self-confident young individuals. And, you know, here in Regent Park, I think it's a great program that you guys have rolled out for these kids. And I'm just here to show my support, especially to a great guy, Dwayne Swenson.
And you know what? We can hear them in the background. They're making noise. Usually I ask the kids to keep it down, but you know what? They're here for this.
Yes, exactly.
To express themselves, to have a voice. And you came here to share your voice. And again, special thanks out to Dwayne Spencer and to the TDSB for just allowing this to happen here.
Definitely.
But let's talk about our voice. As men, we often are taught to speak up. Mm-hmm. But when we start speaking as kids, people don't listen to us. Mm-hmm. What's your advice when it comes to young people and stepping up for what they believe in?
I think it's important to give the young generation a voice because they're the future men and the women and the future leaders of tomorrow. And it's important for us as adults to stay in tune to that, you know, to listen them out, because what we went through in the past, they're going through different struggles now. And it's very important that we stay very in tune to what their experience is now, and be very open and create a space where they can be heard and them too have a voice, because sometimes I know they feel like they get shut out.
Let's talk about being shut up for a moment. You've been through a lot of trials and tribulations, both on and off the court, on and off the field.
Yes.
But you've always seemed to persevere. Yeah. When people start writing things about you and they start saying things about you, when people don't know anything about you and they say, you know what, I'm going to create things. How do you handle that?
Well, self-belief first. You know, when you believe in yourself and you know in yourself, doesn't matter what anybody says about you on the outside. Once you're confident within yourself and you go about it in the right way, you know, you stay true to that. And you know, there's always everybody else has a voice as well, and that's what everybody has to understand. Everyone has their opinion, and being a professional athlete, a celebrity, you're always gonna be on the focal point of someone's opinion.
Does it ever really affect you? Like when you read something in the media or you hear something via social media, do you ever go home and just, it affects you personally?
No, not really. I think if something that someone said it within my community that was against me, I'll feel a little bit more affected. But because I would want to understand why they said what they said.
Right.
But you know, like I said, but once you're true within yourself and once you know. For once you came and where you're going and you stay on that path, then, you know, people have mouth to talk. So,
you know, people want to talk about where they came from.
Yes.
But then where they're going. Sometimes you can't always take everybody where you're going.
Yes.
How big is your circle?
My circle is very small.
Why
My circle
is, that?
Is very small. Well, just because, you know, you have very few leaders and a lot of followers. Right, and I just try to keep leaders within my circle, and you know, I think I believe it's very important to have a small circle, a small circle of trust, you know, people that you can turn to when you're in hardship, when you need good advice, and when I say good advice may not always be the advice you want to hear, but the advice that you need to hear, and it may not be, you know, what you like to hear, but at least you know that person's coming from their heart, and I think that's the best advice.
Let's talk about your coach for a moment. Coaches often tell you, okay, I want you to do this or do that, and you know in your heart, you're like, you're not out here, it's me, man, it's me. Yeah. Got out of pressure. How do you handle those coaches?
Well, you have to be very open-minded, because obviously those coaches are coming from an experience standpoint. They've seen players before you, so you gotta be very open-minded. But within what they're saying, you still have to be yourself.
Are you coachable?
Definitely, because I allow myself to be coachable.
Are there any plans for you to ever become a coach?
In the future, I definitely I like managing more than coaching. And what I mean managing is managing individuals, managing personalities, managing egos, managing ups and downs of an individual. I think when I see coaches, is more like, you know, set the cones up, set drills up. You know, right. I have a great appreciation for that, but I like more managing. I like managing individual, managing a philosophy, managing a system of play, a style of play.
You know what? That's huge. This is R2R Radio. We're going to take a quick commercial break, come back, find out what you're going to do in the future, and then go from there, right?
Sounds good. I'm
this
here.
This is R2R Radio. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to the Read to Rap Roundtable. My name is Dalton Higgins, a.k.a. Usain Dalt, a.k.a. Dalt Pak Chopra, author of Far From Over, The Music and Life of Drake, and I can be found on Twitter at Dalton Higgins 5. That's the number 5.
Welcome back to R2R Radio. We're here with Dwayne DeRosario. I keep getting the name wrong.
Sorry, just call me D-Ro.
D-Ro.
Yeah.
D, you played for Toronto TFC. An amazing, amazing team. What's next for you, man?
Well, I just launched my D-Ro Academy.
Okay.
I also have my foundation. We just merged with Sandals in the Caribbean. So we also do our Caribbean initiatives. So that was a great step in the right direction. We also do after-school program at East Scarborough Storefront, working with the kids, in inner-city kids at Toronto Housing Communities. And, you know, I have my Hero House League program. So I'm quite busy, and now I have 4 kids as well. So
that's a lot to manage.
Yes.
So before you can manage anybody on the soccer field, you got to manage all those businesses in your life.
Yeah, but I'm a firm believer where much is given, much is required.
Absolutely. I noticed that you showed up here with your brother.
Yes.
How important is family to you?
Very important. I think family is for me is everything. It's like I said, that small circle. When you need an honest opinion, you turn to family. And to have my family steering my business under the Dior United umbrella, it's a great feeling that I could create an environment for my family that they could pursue their passions within that business.
I gotta tell you, you know what? You seem grounded. It's an amazing thing.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for giving back, and not only giving back, but staying within the community, constantly supporting the young people here. If you had some advice for the young men, what would you say to them?
Well, I just have to say, you know, when you're down and you feel like you're down and out and you're going through the roughs of the rough, just believe in yourself and just remember that the sacrifices, you know, first generation Canadian that your parents made to get over here and just stay true to yourself, really, and be a leader and not a follower.
Where can they find you online?
They can find me first at DeroUnited.com. That's D-E-R-O United.com. They could get me on Instagram, Dwayne Dero. On my Twitter and my Facebook, Dwayne DeRosario.
We are going to follow you on Twitter. I know my son's following you.
Nice.
I want to encourage all of our young people, only follow leaders. Thank you for being a leader. For more information on our shows, go to r2rradio.com. For everything in regards to Dwayne DeRosario, go on r2rradio.com. We'll link everything to our website. We're going to see a lot more of you in the community. Thank you for joining us here today.
I appreciate you.
All right. This is Roger T. We'll be back in a moment.